accession number 28351, reel 13.
Sold a carrier to the Indians, I think. And it was agreed with the Indians that we wouldn't deliver it for the time being if it survived. Yes, it would have been very difficult without. I don't know what would have happened. I think it would have been a much more difficult decision for the Prime Minister to take with only one carrier.
Well, was there any American help given?
Oh, yes. I went over to Washington during the campaign because John Knott was busy in London. I went over to Washington and had a meeting with Weinberger, who was the American Secretary of State, or Secretary for Defense. And he was extremely helpful and friendly. Of course, the Americans had to bear in mind their relations with the Latin American countries. America is very close to Latin America. And the American representative on the Security Council, who's a woman, whose name I can't at the moment remember, was really rather keen to preserve the Latin American links. But in the end, she didn't seem to have much effect in that sense. But they certainly helped us with by selling us various bits of kit, the Sidewinder missiles, for example. They sold us very readily. And they helped us with information and intelligence.
And did Chile have a role as well at that time?
Yes, it was favourable.
Helpful?
I don't know how much you know. yes, helpful.
I suppose, you know, that's as far as you would like to go.
Yes.
It might explain Margaret Thatcher's support of Pinochet later on.
Right, yeah. There's another reason for supporting Pinochet, which was because he wasn't as bad as Allende. Allende was on the way to a communist state. And that's why Pinochet staged his coup when it did. It was a great pity. If the elections in Argentina had been allowed to happen, then the democratic candidate, was he called Frey, F-R-E-I, somebody who was genuinely democratic, which Allende was not, he was very far to the left. If the elections had been allowed to happen, which would have been in several months from the time of Pinochet's coup, then the feeling was that the really democratic person would have won. So that would have made Allende out, and Chile returned to democracy. So, I mean, I remember my feeling at the time was Pinochet, because I didn't know how Pinochet was going to turn out, Pinochet is better than Allende.
That was at the time.
Mm.
The winning of the Falklands War and the defeat of the Argentinians, do you think that was important for Margaret Thatcher? Did it make a lot of difference to her?
Well, I don't know that it made much difference to her performance in Parliament or otherwise.
Her status.
Oh, yes, great. A great difference. It was an enormously important feature in the following election in 1983. It was a very big plus indeed. I mean, we simply couldn't lose that election because of the Falklands. And also, I think, to some extent, because of the nuclear posture that we'd had, the firmness that we'd shown over the multilateral disarmament.
How certain was the government of public support for the Falklands War? You were saying about Portsmouth.
I don't remember any anxiety about that at all. I think the government was entirely confident. The government was extremely busy, but I think so far as they had time to think about it, they were confident, and rightly so.
You were right at the heart of things, you know, as John Knott's number two. What were the worst moments for you during that war? Can you remember?
HMS Sheffield. HMS Sheffield. The Atlantic Conveyor. The loss of the Atlantic Conveyor and the HMS Sheffield. And the death of the paratroop colonel, who got the VC. That was very upsetting. It was right at the beginning of the land campaign.
Yes, I'm trying to think of his name. Yes. Well, thank you very much, Lord Blaker. I've got your title right this time, I think.
It's been a pleasure.